And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
We're looking at the topic, rock music and the family. There's no doubt that music played a prominent part in everyday life in biblical times. As early as Genesis 4, we find a reference to musical instruments. Israel celebrated the crossing of the Red Sea with a song. In Numbers 21, the people commemorated the digging of a well with a brief song. Deborah and Barak sang the praises of God in Israel after their victory over the Canaanites. The praises of David were sung by the people after he killed the giant. Solomon composed over 1,000 songs. About 24 different musical instruments are mentioned in the Bible. This importance in Scripture is natural since music and the emotions are so closely tied together. Through music, you can express your feelings. There are happy songs and there are sad songs. Songs that are light and frivolous and songs that are pensive. Some songs make you tap your feet and other songs make you cry. The famous statement that music hath charms to soothe the savage breast is apt. It captures the thought that music affects the emotions. Howard Hanson, the director of the Eastman School of Music at the University of Rochester, said it this way: music can be soothing or invigorating, ennobling or vulgarizing, philosophical or orgiastic. It has powers of evil as well as for good. Science and industry have long known of the association between music and the emotions. For instance, over 30 years ago, the Indiana State Hospital at Indianapolis installed a system that allowed music to be piped into the mental patients who were under treatment there. Each night at bedtime, they played soothing music for the patients. Within 2 years, the savings of torn bedding alone paid for the cost of installing the entire system. Other mental hospitals have found that there's a significant improvement in behavior when light, semi-classical music is played for the patients at mealtimes. Aggressive behavior, fighting, pushing one another, arguing, generally stops. The Veterans Hospital in Philadelphia found that music could assist insomniacs in going to sleep. Some child care centers play soft music to help their children take afternoon naps. Some factories have found that music overcomes boredom on assembly line jobs. Production increases as much as 10% in some cases. These examples all add up to the same thing. Music is important because music has the potential to influence us. It can influence us for good or it can influence us for bad, but it does influence the way that we feel, the way that we think, even the way we act. This is why it's important for parents to realize that the music their children listen to is not just a neutral thing. Your children are becoming what they one day will be, and the experiences they have now are going to affect the end result of the training process. And music that influences them in worldly ways, that encourages them to adopt satanic philosophies and discourages them from Christian growth, is harmful. Do you know what your child's music advocates? Did you know that contemporary rock music teaches sadism? Did you know that some songs encourage incest, rape, or homosexuality? Did you know that they've gone so far as to suggest masochism, necrophilia, and bestiality? Rebellion, drug usage, and sexual promiscuity are tame compared to what you hear in some rock songs. This is why you can't be neutral about the music that your children listen to. You need to guide them away from this kind of music and to guide them toward wholesome music that will help them mature according to the principles found in the Word of God. I urge you, become involved with your children's music. Help them to understand the problem and help them to build good habits of listening to healthy and beneficial music.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.